testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I don't know if that's going to do it or not, you know.
But at least that goddamn camera's not in there. How are we doing here, man, with this thing? So, hello, and welcome to our pre-show for Thursday, the 21st. And I am telling you, this lockdown, Jack, this is tough because I spend my days, you know, basically doing a number of things. You know, talking to Jackie on the phone, checking for auditions and, you know, doing the usual social media shit with my friends, going to the store. What else, man? And then at night when Jackie and I will get together, we watch a movie together. We generally do that. We do that like a couple, three times a week. We literally watch a movie together, which is pretty funny because we sync the audio up. We sync up our audio so it doesn't distract us because we have our phones on. We go, okay, ready? And we'll go 3, 2, 1, and we'll hit it. And we learned early on that that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be synced up. However, we've gotten so good at listening, we'll say, I'm a half second behind, or she'll say, I'm a half second ahead of you, or that one or the other of us will hit pause really quickly. And like one night, we were watching really great show. Just can't say enough about the show. It's a very unpredictable show. The acting's fantastic. It's a black comedy called Dead to Me. It's produced by a guy named Adam McKay, and it stars the girl from Married with Children, Applegate. A bunch of really good actors in this thing. And so we've watched that. We watched the whole first season, and they've come out with the second season, and now we're ready to watch that. I think we watched two or three episodes so far, but we got to... Anyway, long story short, you know, we'll sync it up and we'll get it. Then we'll go, okay, we're dead on. We're good. We're great, you know. So a lot of those movies that you see right now on Facebook, I'm posting 10 movies in 10 days. A lot of those were movies that, well, I know that we watched Best in Show and we watched Match Point, the one with Scarlett Johansson and Matthew Rhys Davies, or Davis, is that his name? A really, really terrific actor. And Brian Cox plays the, not Brian Cox, the football player, but the great British actor plays the father. Anyway, it's a trip, man. It's a fucking trip to sit there and watch a movie with Jackie. Or we'll watch, I think we watched a few seasons of Walking Dead or some shit. I forget which. What's up with Walking Dead? Man, I haven't watched Walking Dead in so long. It's like, I don't think I've watched Walking Dead since all the shit hit the fan. But that's kind of a funny thing that we do. I was trying to think of some other funny stories of that. Oh, we watched On the Beach. It all started with, I said, this whole pandemic thing is reminding me of On the Beach, the movie On the Beach, which was about a nuclear war that the radioactive wave of which is wiping out all the life in the Northern Hemisphere. An American Navy submarine goes to Australia because that's the only area of the world that's left that has not been completely killed by the radioactivity. And he volunteers the U.S. submarine to the Australian Navy. And the Australian Navy obviously, you know, accepts. And the first mission they give them is to travel back to the Northern Hemisphere and to find the origin. I think this is it. Or there's another job, and this one intrudes upon it. But while they're up there, and they're looking for signs of life, any life, there's a radio signal that they've been picking up. And they cannot figure out what it's trying to say. It's Morse. It seems like it's Morse. The messages are completely, incomprehensible. And so they head north in this submarine to find their destiny. And Anthony Perkins is in it. He plays an Australian naval officer who's assigned to this submarine that's captained by Gregory Peck. And naturally, Ava Gardner's in it, and there's a whole romance thing going on. There, Fred Astaire is in it, and he plays a race car driver who, that's what he's always wanted to do. So, you know, and it kind of shows you how would people be living life when they knew that there was no more life, when they knew it was the end. And it shows Australia, as one might imagine it, if there's no gasoline.
So they've got horses. It's actually a...
When I look at these movies, I think how bad, I've often said this to you guys, how bad man is at predicting his own future. This is the one thing, a pandemic. I suppose a couple of movies have dealt with it, but not to the extent that, you know, when we imagine some sort of a disease, turn people into zombies, you know. When we imagine end of world scenarios, it had more to do with, in the past, nuclear war, nuclear weapons, this kind of thing. But this is the mundane life of a health emergency is quite interesting because nothing's happening. And everybody disagrees. And nobody knows how to do it. And at the very top, we got a guy that's, you know, I mean, how do you get through to people? How do you get through to people and say, no, this dude does not have it together, man. I don't give a shit how much you think he does. He doesn't. He just doesn't. I know you think he's got a plan. No, he doesn't have a fucking plan, man. You know, no, he doesn't. He just doesn't have a fucking plan. Yes, we made that mistake. Yes, we elected somebody who is a psychopath, who is able to... Nobody wants to think they're so stupid they're being conned by someone. Nobody wants to, especially really smart people. No way. No, this guy's smart. You don't have to look at it. I don't think he conned. I mean, he even conned me. I didn't think he'd be this fucking bad. I thought he'd be a shit president. But as soon as he got elected, I had a really rotten feeling that this kind of stuff was going to come down, though. Because I tweeted it. I said, this guy will leave only under two conditions, a ticker tape parade or a city burning. I mean, that's the kind of narcissist is not even, doesn't cover psychopath, pure all me and nothing else, just power, just control, all I got, just to control each day. It's not even something that he's reveling in. Psychopaths often talk about feeling empty, like there's an endless emptiness that they cannot fill up. So it's always just about conquering. And every human being they see is prey or a potential enemy. That's how Trump sees human beings. I know. People don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't agree. But I know. I get it. Does it make me a genius? No. It just so happens that was an area of life that I was looking at and studying a lot over the last several years. And so all of a sudden we got a president, which could have been anybody. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm any kind of a smart guy. It just happened that it was something I was aware of at the time. And Donald Trump sees everybody as either prey or enemy. Even his own kids. Even his own kids. Now, he's got a relationship with his kids that is benign, but they're easily manipulated, and he does. He manipulates them, and he is not sorry or shy about doing that. And he sees that they've got his back, so they're not dangerous to him. They're useful. He makes the great sounds that anybody would make, that as if it sounds like he loves his kids. But psychopaths are incapable of love. He is benevolent with them in the way he uses them. You look at Eric. Eric's the one that's really kind of sad to me. Eric is the one that desperately wants his father's love. He even said so at the convention. He said, "Dad, I love you so much." And when he said that, I felt bad for him, man, because I could hear him trying to tell his father, because there's something that he knows is missing there. He's not doing enough as a son. "I love you so much, Dad. What else can I do for you so you'll love me the way I need to be loved, because it's not happening." But he just keeps on. And Donald Jr., I shouldn't talk out of school, but I guess I will. The word is from the inside, and this is I got the hot telegram on this one. The Don Jr. drinks. He drinks a lot. He drinks a lot. He doesn't have to really report for any kind of a job. He doesn't have to really do anything. Yes, he shows up at the office, but most of what you see Don Jr. doing is sort of out there propagandizing for his father. And they showed a picture of him the other day where he was pouring sweat. It wasn't significant to me. A lot of people thought it was, but it looked like a guy was just having a really bad day after an all-night drunk. He drinks. Ivanka, I don't know anything about her, man, other than the fact that she married a guy who is just perfect for her father, and that makes her feel good. You know, she's a good girl, and her father can use this Jared Kushner, who may be just as much a empty fucking psychopath as Donald is, or just a fucking pure narcissist. But whatever you look at, there's no personality there. Look at the guy. There's no fucking personality there. There's no man there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there, man. And his wife, Ivanka, she's also a real guarded person. I think she controls her emotions. But all of this, Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, whoever, all of this is to be the best possible people they can be so their father will love them. He has all the money. He has all the whatever money they got. God knows, who knows how much money that family is. I don't think they got $1 billion. I think they've got several hundred million, maybe. Liquid is what I'm talking about. You're not anything. You're not a millionaire. You're not a billionaire. You're not any of that shit. Unless you have if you're not a millionaire, at least you have a couple million liquid. Liquid. You can go and get it out of the fucking bank. That's what I mean. Like a couple of million gold, you're a millionaire. Couple of billion, you're a billionaire. Of hard fucking cash, or let's say assets that are paid off, you know, like houses, pieces of property, nothing you owe on. You're not a goddamn millionaire or billionaire. Just because you have at one time in my life, I got three pieces of property that probably came to about $9 million, okay? Didn't make me a millionaire. I owed on every goddamn one of them, okay? And I hadn't paid them off to anything close to being paid off to the tune of $1 million. It's exactly how it works. You know, to call yourself a billionaire, Donald Trump has to have at least a billion, probably a couple of billion, really, liquid. He's got property that's paid off, or he's got assets, he's got cash or gold in the bank, or in a mattress or something. The rest of it is bullshit. Right now, the guy owes a half a billion to Deutsche Bank. He's up to his fucking ass with those people. That's something that's been an open secret for years. There's nobody, he doesn't even try to deny that. That's a lot of goddamn money to owe, you know? So I don't know how liquid he could be in terms of billions when he's got $500 million out with that bank in Germany. And I think he's got a lot of money out with the fucking Chinese. Am I right? I don't know. I don't know about that. Anyway, so there is Phil Hendry's breakdown of the world. Now, I know that makes me, I know there's got to be some smart people watching me. You may be Trump fans, but you're not stupid. You're smart. And you know that what I'm saying is true. And you may believe that he's a good stabilizing force for the efforts of conservatism in this country. You may believe that he's a useful tool, as a lot of conservatives thought he might be. But no, he's not. This guy is a fucking loose cannon. You know it, I know it. All those motherfuckers with the Republicans for the rule of law, all those guys are counting on swaying public opinion. I don't think they have a plan past that. I don't know what the Joint Chiefs of Staff think. I don't think the military likes him at all. I don't think the fucking people, I don't think they're fooled by him, and I sure as shit don't think they like him. I think he's been grossly insulting to them. Career officers that are respected in the various branches, insulted openly by Trump, that doesn't make them allies. They're not going to be they're not a bunch of sycophantic pieces of shit like that Navarro motherfucker or that goddamn, who's that other guy that they just brought on board? Oh my God. That Hassett? Whiny-ass motherfucker. And all those guys can be replaced, and they have been, you know. But the military, they just sit there the way I'm sitting right now, looking at each other and thinking, are we going to have to step on this guy? Because, And believe me, you know as well as I do, this is something we do not want to have happen. Please, Trump, hold your shit together so that this doesn't happen. And that is, they basically walk into the White House one day and they arrest him. You know what? It's over. And you can scream all you want about Constitution, which is what the Democrats did. You can scream all you want. Didn't do the fucking Democrats any good. Won't do, you know, the Republicans any good when the military fucking pulls the trigger on arresting Donald Trump because he is grossly fucking incompetent and he's not going to make it to the fucking election. Now, we make it to the election and he's voted out. We still have to worry about that motherfucker giving up the office. That's another point in time where the military is going to go. Once you inject the military into anything, you're done. You got, unless you have such a moral and focused military that they really do want to see this democracy thing continue, and we just thought we'd jump in the middle here like a reboot. I don't think there's any reboot. I don't think there's any reset from the military, you know, interceding. And they may say, we're just going to get on, and then we'll get the new guy in there. Yeah. That new guy becomes beholden to guess who? The guys in the fucking tanks. That's the one area, the one asset of government and of the American people that nobody has any control over. If you think the president does, you can... Ain't gonna happen, man. So what you have to do, and it's never widespread, it's always a unit of the military. What's more likely is that a small unit of the military, some little base somewhere, some general someplace, decides to, he loves Donald Trump and he'll back him up, right? And they become an outlaw group that has to be stepped on, kind of like in Dr. Strangelove. That's not so bad, because that's like, well, they're just, you know, they were a wild card, man. They were something that would... We didn't know what was going to happen. All right. Now that I've got you so happy, you cannot stand yourselves, let's take a look at what we have here for today, the 21st of May, 2019. We're going to try to go back and do this again, man. I was not able to get 1 year back exactly on Tuesday. So we will do this. Okay, log in. Oh, shit. Democrats are playing politics. Sign your pledge. Ed Rollins. Boy, that right there, Ed, thanks. You proved to me what a sack of shit Ronald Reagan was. You supporting this motherfucker. There's nothing like, in this world, there's no more empty human being in this fucking world than an old school, hardline fucking Republican. They don't even know what it is they believe in. They don't believe in America. They believe in less government, less government, less government, more to the point where we got no government. Well, if you got no government, motherfucker, you have no constitution. I hate to break the news. If there's no government, there's no fucking rule of law. There's no rule of law. There's no constitution. Then the country's anything you want it to be, Ed Rollins. And don't even tell me what that is. I don't even want to imagine what that is. So, big shout out to my tech, Shane's Techs. Thank you very much for filling in that beach picture. I'd forgotten to slack you guys a picture of the beach. So we're going down here to 2019, May 21st. Right? Come on, bitch. Yeah, 21st. May. There it is. Phil introduces this encore show. Can you believe this shit? Today's Thursday. There must have been one holy hell of a leap year. I do not believe this. May 21st. All right, 2018. But he goes back. It's an encore show from last year, so we got to go to 2017. Unbelievable. Oh, my God, I don't believe this. Come on, man. It's going to be Sunday. It is a Sunday. May 21st is a Sunday. So 2016, when General Shaw sounded differently. May 21st is a Saturday. Get a load of that, man. May 21st, 2015. It'll be a Thursday. Dave Oliva, the Sweenberger, at his battles with Loud Clown. Love it, man. Okay. So that's done. And then we go and we get our classic. And our classic was from November 2000. So it'd be October 99. October 99, man. Mm-hmm. Going back to October 1999. We go to our very first show that we ever did. How about that? Our very first syndicated show. That would be kind of funny. Well, was this our very first syndicated show? I don't know. I think it is. Yeah, I think it was. The Wounded Warrior. Larry, recovering victim of domestic abuse, promotes his new book, Wounded Warrior. This is funny. Littering with Children. Bobby Dooley of Western Estates collects money for a family in her neighborhood so the husband can get a vasectomy. Bobby says the family already has plenty of kids and they don't need any more. They're all rubbish. Phil discusses about Ozzy Osbourne refusing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rhodey, Lillian Anderson calls in to add his two cents. Ozzy refused the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think the Larry Grover is going to be really good. Okay. Let me do this. And we do this. And we do this. What's going on, y'all? All right. National Hockey League. I'm going to tell you something, man. If it wasn't for the NHL channel, I don't know what I would do with my life. It is the best. Now, what's the story with this, man? Why is it always fucking cockeyed, you goddamn? Because every time I turn it off, I must bump the camera. Because when... It's not that, it's this one. I love these old hockey games. This is the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers, I think. It's the Stanley Cup. It's the Stanley Cup for 87. Wow. So that's Grant Fuhr in goal for Edmonton. Edmonton was on a tear, man. May 20, 1987. That was a hell of a year, man, 87. I was working for KLSX. My first year at KLSX. Wasted my fucking time with that gig. All right. So, you know, all that morbidity or comorbidity. Is that what they're saying now? What do we got here, man? Customer service, do not reply. A logo. Okay. All right, this is from October of 99. You motherfucker. God damn it, Phil. Wounded Warrior. Who is this? It's not the Rangers, the Flyers. Who the fuck, what team is this? Looks like the Flyers. It's a great team, man. This is when they had Mark Messier, Wayne Gretzky. I forget who else. This is the, it looks like the Philadelphia Flyers are playing. Yeah, it is. Why did the lighting look so different back then? God, that was over 30 years ago, but when I was watching the game at the time, it looked like real modern. You know, it looks like it's really... And look at this. There's guys that don't have to wear helmets still. So if you came into the league prior to 1980, I think you didn't have to wear a helmet. After 1980, I think you had to wear a helmet. Something like that. Look, see, there's one player not wearing a helmet. With a big guy, 14. I think he's the only guy left on the ice without a helmet. No, Grit? Well, I don't know what the rule was. Anyway, we can look that one up someday. Someday over the rainbow. All right, what are we doing, man? Yeah, we're good. All right, so we're ready to go. And we will. And we will. We will. So that's that. We're going to 2015, right? May 21st. Lubbock Police. May 21st. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, man. This ought to be funny. Dave Oliva. When's the last time we had him on? Well, we're going to have him on tomorrow, today, as a matter of fact.
He throws it in. He's wide open.
Don't miss. Don't miss. Wave my American flag, even though it got main China on attack. Used to have a G2 with the mags on my face and the mags.
Hardly give a fuck. I know it's a special thing. The only extra special thing with an all-access pass is that you get...
Show is not a show. It is a show.
We made it up to the audience, so we had a
gotta fight his fight.
You're walking right into what you call yourself the good thing.
Say your feelings too strong.
Yeah, I am the good thing. Don't worry about that.
Fuck with writers. You know, or fuck with writers, you know. Okay, see, let's see. So
what
we
am
have
I talking
that,
about?
We have this.
Oh, look, I look very healthy back then. See, watch. And I do not look as healthy today as... But yeah. See, I've got a little more color in my face. Of course, I was fat then.
All right, one more thing here.
Was I fat?
Oh, the Linkette. The beef Linkette. Yes, the Ted Bell beef Linkette. The Ted Bell beef Linkette.
Gonna be...
Yes, this is interesting.
1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing. All right, let me see here, man.
Yeah.
This is interesting. This is Sage the Gemini, and this is...
Come on, man. All right. That's about as good as it's going to get. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry. Oh, wait. I got to look and see what my levels are doing here. Hey, hi guys, it's Phil Henry here, and it's all groovy. The things I want to do, and the stuff where I want to go. Hey, it's Phil Henry for the world. Wait,